Alexis, let's talk about Imagine Me. Tell us about that.
Well, Imagine Me is originally written and produced by Kirk Franklin. I took it and did a remake, and when I got the opportunity to do that, I went back to when I first heard the song. I was in like middle school, and it definitely played a big influential part in my life. I can remember being a different type of girl. I've always been different and unique, and from colorful socks to suspenders to all that weird, crazy stuff. And my mom was gonna be like, "Girl, what do you have on?" So it definitely is a song that, reminded me that I can imagine myself, I can see myself surpassing that and being free and being comfortable in my own skin and, just being happy with who I am as Alexis. And so I thank God that he allowed me to sing that and make that song a part of me. So definitely I hope you are playing it, and everybody else out there, make sure you tell your other radio stations and different things like that to play it. But it will be on the album. It'll soon be available on iTunes, at Walmart, Target, all those places. So definitely keep your eyes and ears open for it.
Okay, now do you have a title for the album?
I'm weighing a bunch of different options right now. So I'm not going to tell you just yet, but I will say keep your eyes and ears open via social media. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Lyrically, LYRICALLY, Lyrically underscore Lexi, LEXI. That's Lyrically underscore Lexi. Definitely follow me on Twitter. Like the fan page on Facebook. It's Alexis Spite. I'll definitely keep you updated with where I am in the world, what city I am near you, upcoming events, engagements, etc. Also, there's a new social media device called SocialCam that's out that I use almost daily. So definitely keep it locked there. I have video blogs, and you'll see what I get to do in my everyday life. So definitely follow me on social media, and you'll find out all that good stuff.
The word says your gift will make room. Where
Absolutely.
will your gift take you, Alexis?
Well, I'm just believing God that he's going to continue to do what he's already done, and that is open doors, make ways. He's privileged me to be able to travel across the country, amongst mass amounts of people and just experience true worship. That's really what it's about, and that's really what I see God continuing to do. If I continue to do what I'm supposed to do as far as keeping him first and letting everything else fall into place and letting him take full control of what he desires to happen in my life. And so definitely I'm believing God for that.
Is there a target date for the album when it will drop?
It's dropping early next year. We're looking at March. We want to give you the good stuff. We want it to be in perfection. I also wrote one song on the album called Steady, which is also available if you text the at sign Alexis Spite, no spaces. That's at sign Alexis Spite to 23559. It will come automatically to your cell phone for free. So make sure you do that. Again, that's at Alexis Fight to 23559, and it'll come automatically to your phone for free. It's called Steady. I really think that it will bless you. So definitely do that.
Since being in the competition, how has your life changed?
Well, it's been very, very busy. I will say that. It's been nonstop. I've been home two days out of this week. So it's been busy. It can be draining at times, but the reward is being able to travel across the country and seeing young people, old people, everybody worshiping God on one accord, sincerely and genuinely. Just pure worship, not coming out to spectate and figure me out or, see, can this girl sing? Because I tell people all the time, if you came to see me, you saw me on TV about a week ago. So don't come to see me, but come to experience God. And they really have came to experience God. So that's definitely rewarding and makes everything worth the while. So I definitely am in love with that part, and just looking forward to what God is going to do in the future.
A follow-up question, you almost answered the question I was getting ready to ask you, but the question I want to ask is, how important is it for Alexis Spite to be a blessing to others?
Oh, it's number one. It's number one. I say often as well that I don't do this for myself, but it's for the good and the experience of of seeing other people blessed. I don't believe that God gives us gifts and callings just for ourselves, but I believe that he gives them to us for us to share them with other people, for us to bless other people. And so he blesses us to be a blessing, and I'm just glad that he's placed me in the position where I can do that. And again, I'm grateful for it. I really am.
It is our guest, Alexis Spite. Alexis, imagine you. Wow. And imagine the things that you have done so far and the things yet for you to do.
Right.
The future looks bright for you, Alexis, and may God continue to bless you. And I just want to thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, to God be the glory, and thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It is our guest, Alexis Spite, and don't forget, Imagine Me, and that is on iTunes.
It's not on iTunes.
Okay.
Tell your radio station to play it. Tell this radio station to play
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Alexis, thank you very much. And again, may God continue to bless you.
All right. Thank you again for having me.
You're welcome. It's Alexis Spite on Star 1310 in the Gospel Spotlight.